Pacific Lutheran Professor Droysdorf Chow. I have no problem with Antifa violence. By Tom Sikata on November 1, 2019. Professor Droysdorf Chow of Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington, told the Seattle Times that he has no problem with Antifa violence, including the attack that put journalist Andy Ngo in the hospital with a brain hemorrhage. Professor Droysdorf Chow of Pacific Lutheran University was interviewed by the Seattle Times over the use of Antifa imagery and signs held up in the stands by soccer fans at Seattle Sounders games. A debate broke out between supporters of the Sounders over its significance. Major League Soccer said that the signs broke the league's policies against the use of political symbols on signs at their games. The interview, which was highlighted this week by Campus Reform, quickly moved on to the topic of Antifa violence. Storf Jell was asked how he felt about the assaults on journalist Andy Ngo. Breitbart News reported in June that Ngo had been assaulted by Antifa protesters while he was reporting on the group's presence in Portland. "He's not just a journalist," Storf Jell said. "I don't have a problem with it. There are children dying of lack of medication in concentration camps in the U.S. if one fascist gets a milkshake thrown at him." And then Storf Jell admitted that he doesn't mind if journalists like Ngo are physically assaulted by Antifa and beaten up. "I don't have a problem with it." Breitbart News reported in September that Bucknell University hosted pro-Antifa lecturer and Dartmouth visiting scholar Mark Bray. Bray is the author of Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook. He regularly promotes Antifa and its values on campuses around the country.